Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. April, so who is our special guest? Yes.
It's a surprise.
Yes. Well, tell us.
You know, the universe works in the strangest ways. And this week has been an absolute crazy recording week. We are so excited, though. Guess who's back? Susan Price, Gold Star Mother. Everybody loves her. She's the mother to the universe and such a good friend. We love her to pieces and we're super excited to have her here today on New Year's Eve. And happy New Year's Eve, everybody.
Yep.
It's going to be a great day and an even more awesome year. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hey, guys. I love you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Susan. So we wanted to bring Susan back, everybody, too, to really kind of find out what over since we're at
the turning point
into 2021, that we wanted to kind of find out, Susan, your experience about what you've learned through 2020, what you felt like has really been eye-opening for you. What are some of the things maybe, Susan, that you clinged on to that that you felt like, oh man, that really wasn't what it was supposed to be, kind of thing like that. So we're just gonna have a great
or the opposite,
or the opposite right there. So welcome back, Susan. It's great to have you on here again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. So your defining moment for, let's dive right in. Let's get everybody to get to know here. Your pivoting, your shining moment, your aha moment for 2020. What was it for you?
Oh, there's, you know what, just to pinpoint one would be to leave out too many good bullet points. So I'm just going to say it's been a collaboration and culmination of the collective consciousness coming together, the awakening of the sleeping giant. And don't forget, I know you guys have been out here a long time. So have I, 11 and a half years, and I have never in broadcasting for, you know, over a decade, have I seen and witnessed with my own eyes and ears the unfolding and awakening of the sleeping giant as it is today. There's so many of us truthers coming together. Everybody's been ordained in the spirit through God Almighty to come together with some piece of the puzzle for this network of truth and support our president. Not on the political side of being any political party, but as being an American, being a human being, part of mankind and humanity.
Mm-hmm. You know, let me ask you, when you talk about awakening the giant, if you would, what, I hope I phrased that right there. So is it the consciousness you're talking about, right?
Yes, the consciousness of mankind. You know, we've all been red pilled. And not just to give, well, I give credit to President Trump because he kicked the doors open mm-hmm. on this chaotic montage that was building on this blank canvas over the 4 years of his office. And he's enlightened us with all that was going on. Now, you and I have had a perspective on these things longer than many, but those that are newly awakened have hit a crash course on what's been going on.
Well, you know what? True. But you know what? I'm not going to lie.
What?
When it came to the election and all that, how the election worked and the whole process, and I never understood it. I never had a clue. And Trump really was. He blew the lid open on all how the election works, how the electoral college works, all of the fraud, the whole system. He really gave the world a civics course on elections.
On elections. Yeah. Well, okay, Susan, I want to get
He's the best civics teacher.
Yeah, well, apparently he is, but I'd like to get your opinion on this. And really, because you look, you know, we've got a we've been blessed with the opportunity to get to know you off of air. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Right on. And so, but I'd like to really get your very stoic opinion on this, because there's a lot of conversations. There's a lot of comments about what is, what has happened, been thrown out from every single place there. What do you think from your perspective that we should be looking at? So for example, is you get a lot of like, okay, with these people, there's been mass arrests. These things have gone on. You know, we have yet to see a lot of these things. Do you think there's much truth in any of that right now? Or do you think that's just, that's something that's still yet to come?
I do, because then I'll tell you, Jay, how we know what President Trump's going to do. And I've posted many times, follow his executive orders and go back and read all his tweets. If you just did those two things and spent the time analyzing and putting them together, it tells you what's going on. You know, right when he got into office, shortly thereafter, he set up the executive order to strip anybody that was going against mankind, any kind of trafficking or crimes. They would be stripped of all their assets. And we see that. We see, over 13,000 global corporations and people that have been arrested or stepped down. Are you kidding me? These people are all tied in. They play a part of this instrumentally. So
for those of you that don't know, Susan Price is also a journalist for America Out Loud. So all the links will be up there. Definitely go back and read her articles. She is like, she's the journalist of all journalists. I mean, you have this way. First of all, your writing style is phenomenal because you break it down. But like you can get in there and dig it and pull it all apart and put all the pieces back together.
You're the analyst, huh?
Yeah, the analyst. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. And I appreciate it. I actually have a couple other friends that I just aspire to be like, but you know, I'm in good company with those that dig for the truth. And, we're all part of that puzzle piece. Right?
Do you think a couple of things that go through people's minds, and I know you're saying follow the executive orders, is number one, do you think there's real, on a scale of 1 to 10, the hope of Trump winning this election? Where would you put that up there?
I would say stop saying, asking if he won. He has already won. I believe in claiming it because number one, common sense, which a lot of people have lost. Common sense dictates, and it tells you, just look at the tens of millions of people that attended his rallies. I've attended two of them. I mean, people have rallies driving down the street for 100 miles long. Mm-hmm. And look at the Biden crowd. What is there, a dozen at most? I mean, that's
that many? There's that many?
That's common. Yeah, it's the same common sense that tells you when you're driving, if you look ahead of you and there's 10 cars ahead of you, you're not going to do 90 miles an hour. You're going to come to a stop because you can't get through a red light or a green light if there's 10 cars ahead of you, right? Mm-hmm. So it's that common sense. So, but President Trump has already won this. And it's not just about President Trump. The demons on both sides of the political party stole America's voices. Trump is just in the middle. He's our arbitrator. He's protecting us against this is good versus evil. These people are masters of crime. They're better at criminality than we are at goodliness and godliness, you know?
True.
They're generational. They're dynasties from hundreds of thousands of years.
They're literally, that's so true. They're experts at being criminal.
They are.
What do you think about thank you, Susan, for your input on that. What do you think about like when he is talking about, okay, and getting super excited about the vaccines when he's talking about it, and then you have another pushback from a lot of people saying, don't take the vaccine. So my question to you on that, from what you know, what you've researched, is if we shouldn't be taking the vaccine from what we're being told, why do you think he would be pushing it, or is it okay to take the vaccine from what?
Well, we all know that our president speaks in code. And he is talking to a multiple of different people, giving them messages. So for us that are awake, we have been told through many sources, there's so many, and through our own investigations that, you know, the vaccine is the military. Let's not forget, this is a military operation. Parts of it are, every part of it is compartmentalized. I know people in the military that didn't even know they were going to be on a specific mission doing the jobs that they're doing, and they're shocked, and they're in the military. So it's all compartmentalized, and it's going to show itself to us. And let's not forget, where did Hollywood go? I mean, come on.
That you can't deny. Okay, with put everything
on
aside.
On demand right now.
Well, yeah, no.
Much rather, they're on demand.
Yeah, but think about it from this point of view, because, all right, this one died. Okay, that one got executed. Okay, you've seen it. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you have. Whatever. JFK, here, there, whatever. But what you can't deny is, where the hell's Hollywood?
Yeah, they're the leaders for the clowns, you know, the alphabet soup group. They get paid, they do, to traffic children and do, but where'd they all go? All at the same time? It's mathematically, it's not a coincidence.
And more than ever now, they would be screaming from the rooftops.
Right.
I mean, remember back a few years ago when Madonna was standing in, like, wasn't she at the White House?
And she someplace, said, they were all speaking like that. And they're on their bullhorns.
And she said, I would burn down the White House. And the other Kathy Gifford holding up Trump's head, and it's full of blood.
They're silent now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Lady Gaga and Hillary. I mean, where are they?
Yeah, where are they?
Like, why are they? More importantly, why are they even? Why are they even, like, even?
Why do they exist?
Why do they exist? Oh my gosh!
Well, something's up, and I mean, you can't put all these anomalies aside and just say, "Oh, Trump's making it up." He is our great president, and I believe in my heart and soul. It's just my own personal opinion, and from everything that I've seen, and I've seen a lot. All this stuff coming out, I've seen it years ago, and I prayed for somebody like President Trump, if not President Trump, to come out, and he did. I willed it, and it happened. But I'm one of how many thousands of people that
millions of people
this.
They have.
But
you are right about that.
I believe that he has summoned everybody to DC because he wants to celebrate the end of corporate America and the beginning of the new republic of America.
You walked right into that. The January 6th Washington rally.
Right. And I also want to mention, I've studied astrology too. I'm just a layman, but I know enough. This last full moon was a Cancer Capricorn full moon. America is a Cancer ruled nation, and it also rules national security. So there are things going on behind the scenes, and the Lord shows us symbols. I mean, come on. We just had the great, conjunction, the alignment, the little star of Bethlehem. For those of us that are believers of faith and awake, we see these are just anomalies I've never in my life. And I'm 62 years young. I've never witnessed this mass conjunction of wonderful things to present themselves all at one time under the name of Donald J. Trump. And the world is all a stage where they're watching us. We're the beacon of light for the world.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen as we start to enter into 2021 now, Susan, as far as, like, there's thoughts around this Nisara Jisara concept, if you would, or thought process? Have you got any insight for us on that? Because I know a lot of the revalues and all that, because there's a lot of people talking about that. So what insight can you share with us there?
Well, I've written about it a year or two ago. I've written about the med beds, everything a couple of years ago. I've written about now. I believe it is going to show itself. It is showing itself now. I have friends that are being relieved of IRS debts and student loan payments. I have a lot of doctor friends, and they called me and they just couldn't believe. They're like, is this true? Is this real that I don't have to pay the rest of this? And I said, that's part of Nisarga Jasara. They just couldn't believe it. And I said, well, we've been waiting all these years for this moment. It has arrived. Of course, we're going to have greatness come now, because that's what 9/11 was about. The Bush family withheld Nisarga from us. We were supposed to, if people go to America Out Loud and read my article on Nisarga Jasara, we were supposed to be granted that gift at 10 in the morning on 9/11. But at 9 in the morning, tragedy struck. We were ambushed. And the Bush family's been part of Operation Paperclip going on from that part of the century into this part. And so is the Clintons and Obamas. Mm-hmm. They've all been part of that same, you know, plot against us, the American people.
Yeah. I want to kind of go back to something you just said, because I've heard it frequently, that on the same day it was supposed to be announced.
On the same day of 9/11?
Yeah. Do you know how it was supposed to have been announced? Because remember, Bush was like in the school at the time. So I'm just wondering, how exactly did they plan to do
that? Papa Bush stayed overnight at the White House, and he instrumentalized this behind the scenes. And
do you think Junior knew about it? I'm sorry.
Oh, of course he did, but he wasn't for it. From what I've read in my research, he really didn't want to go along with it, but he had to. It just, you know what, and it's really strange, April and Jay too, because I remember that day I watched the second tower fall. I have five friends that were buried alive. They're alive today.
I'm sorry for that.
That were buried alive that day. And I have another one that was part of Gold Star family, whose son was on that plane that was hijacked. They tried to stop the hijacker and the plane went down in Pennsylvania. So I am so close to this through the people that I am involved with in my life. And I listen to their stories too, and they've all done their research. Mm-hmm. You know, this was set up and John Brennan was involved, and, you know, and it's just crazy, but they tried to steal it from us then. You know, they made plans for Hillary and all this. So I don't know. It's coming back. Trump is going to bring it into our life. He is implementing it. It's in layers. You're not going to see it all just the day after New Year's. It has to come over the next few weeks, a little bit at a time. You know,
did you say over the next few weeks, Susan?
Yeah, the next few weeks coming in. I'll say by springtime, we're going to see the full effects.
We have the med beds.
Right. It's health and wellness, debt forgiveness. There's so much healing coming to us, but it's going to unfold, you know, generously, but not all in one day, you know.
Well, you know, I can honestly say that we do know one person personally. And the only reason I'm saying, because he's already said it on air, he said it on our show multiple times. Yeah. Pimpy from Pimpy's Investment Chat. You guys all know him. You guys all love him. He had five major students, because he had five degrees. He had $150,000 removed. And his wife had over $10,000 removed.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. The whole story behind it is actually pretty.
Is there any rhyme or reason right now, Susan, why you're noticing some people are reporting it? Like, or is it any order? Or is it like, how are they randomly picking this beta test of this right now?
I wondered about that myself, and I think that as the next few weeks and we get into January and February, you'll be doing shows just on that, because we're going to see a lot of healings come, financial healings. And I don't know how they pick it, but my doctor friend was shocked And when he discovered that he's not indebted.
My gosh, I just totally had this image, this vision of what you just said. How awesome would that be? If the shows that we start talking about.
Financial healing shows?
Yeah, and they're like, hey, how much did you just have removed? Oh my God, I just had 20,000, I had 100,000, I had 10,000, my car, my whatever.
Oh, there's going to be all kinds of things happening. But also, yeah, now let me address the currency.
Yeah, please.
Currencies. Now, that is going to happen because just think about it. It's really common sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, we know that the Clintons were involved with Haiti and all that. What were they doing? Trafficking.
Taking the children.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but that's not the only resource from Africa and all around the world that they were doing. They were involved with arms, drugs, and human. So that was other countries as well. So when you take a person's rights and their resources, and then you start these wars and you're involved with the military industrial complex that makes their money on wars, you go in and you're taking other people's resources. So the money's cut off. Trump mm-hmm. is healing that. He stopped the wars. He's bringing our people home and he's allowing working with global leaders around the world so that they're all healed. And who doesn't want their own country's currency to be revalued? That's the very first step, guys. That's exactly. The first step to healing your country. Mm-hmm. Everybody is has a monetary, we all have value as a human being, but when you add that and you allow people to live the way they should be living, you raise up the spirits of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only common sense.
Do you think it's a God-given right for all of us to be happy, healthy, and wealthy?
Of course it is.
I truly do believe it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these evil one percenters have for how many centuries, you know, as long as the earth's been around and man could talk and communicate and develop societies, they always said society dictated, but we were dictated and ruled by those that have an evil agenda. But you know, the Great Alliance that brought President Trump in and the good generals of the world were at war with these other forces. This is not something that just happened over the Trump administration. He's a mortal man, but they brought in a bull mm-hmm. to be able to take them down. And I'm so mm-hmm. sick. Give it up, people that say, I don't like his hair or how he talks, you know,
get over it.
Yeah. They got to get over it.
Get
yeah.
over
the,
it.
The alternative is the right. alternative, right? So what do you think about, what do you think, Susan, about the gold standard? Do you think how far away from, do you think we are going to be for us to get that in place?
Well, nobody knows. It's going to happen anytime. I don't know if it's going to happen before he is inaugurated or after, but I'm feeling it. I'm feeling so much energy. You can see the energy.
Yeah, you really can.
Undeniable.
We got a lot of people already really contacting us that they're going to go to Washington on January 6th, right? And Susan, can you just, for those tuning in here for the first time, can you give us a view of what that's going to look like and really what that whole event is about on January 6th?
Oh my gosh. I won't be there personally because I'll be I'll be a keyboard warrior and behind the scenes, but
I like that.
There's going to be millions of people. I wouldn't be surprised if there's 10 million of people.
I was just
going to
say that. I was going to say 10 million.
That's the number I've been.
Yeah, feels like 10 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, because I'm seeing there's people all over the place saying you can camp out my backyard, this and that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's the glorious thing that if I have to say one big thing
mm-hmm.
Is the uplifting spirit of all of us coming together, because we've all been doing our own little things and with social media or broadcasting or TV or whatever it was, writing. And now we're all coming together. We're the news, mm-hmm. we're the new media. And soon the real fake news media will be gone. President Trump will annihilate that. He doesn't have to. They've done it themselves.
They've done it themselves. True. You know, it is pretty amazing, Susan, to tag him what you said about 2020. Really, that's the thing. I mean, to see people come together at this level is just, that in itself has been a spiritual experience. You know,
it really has.
Yeah, just watching that unfold, you know.
You guys have been doing your show for what, 8 or 9 years now? Mm-hmm. Or
yeah. Yeah, at least I think so. 10 years mm-hmm. almost.
And what have you noticed in your... from then till now,
you know,
the epiphany.
So the epiphany was we were a lot in some ways, without necessarily mentioning specific names or actors, if you would, I'll use actors just as a terminology just for this conversation. But in some ways we were told about this mm-hmm. happening a lot and we were all like, whatever.
Yeah. It was whatever. Just, it was we just, heard about it, but
yeah,
it was thinking
just,
how.
Yeah. It was just
it
like
seemed
such a,
so far fetched.
Yeah. So far fetched. And
like
then
it seemed absolutely unattainable.
Totally.
A great story. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong.
Great story.
Great. Love the story. But how the hell is that actually going to really happen?
So then fast forwarding to now. So we see the story start to play out and like, holy crap, you know, this is what they were talking about then. And well, you know what I mean? And right.
Yeah, totally. And you know, what's really interesting too, because I mentioned it a couple times, but it's very relevant to what you're just saying right now. At the end of the close of the show, I always say, and together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. That's always been the closing, always, forever. It wasn't not just recent. And even though back then I said it, and like, again, the thought of it was awesome, but in my mind, I was like, you're saying something, but how the hell is it actually ever going to come to fruition? I couldn't at the time imagine how would the world ever see peace someday? How was the world really ever going to come together? Because it was so disconnected. So it was a great idea and I loved it. So I kept rolling with it. But I always in the back of my mind was like, is it ever really going to happen? And
well, that thought was a part of you, but you evolved, we evolved into it becoming a part of us.
Yeah,
exactly. We have become it.
Yeah, we've mm-hmm. been definitely been open to some sort of possibility that's out there right there, you know, whatever people believe. But, you know, it's amazing the dynamic changes just in everybody right now. Again, just over a short period of time, meeting people and seeing them and then, you know, seeing. I mean, we met with... I mean, it's such strong measures. We met with Dr. Q a few days ago, interviewed him, and he's a you know, double board certified medical professional who left
pulmonologist
who left all that mm-hmm. because of all this. Mm-hmm. You know, he says I got to fight
it.
Yeah, he's like I got to fight a different fight here. That's mm-hmm. not my fight to fight. And you know, so he's now left the medical profession as he knows it to now work on getting the messages out at this level. So you see people doing that. We got nurse friends, Susan, that are in the medical profession. I mean, they're leaving, you know, 10, 15, 20 year careers because, hey, we're not taking a vaccine. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just lives are changing. People are standing up. It's like freedom fighter stuff down, you know, now.
And it totally is. And you know what he said on the show? It was towards the end of the show, so I'm not sure if he caught it or not, but I'd asked him, I said, my friend in California wanted to know, when am I ever going to be able to take this mask off? So I said, well, you know what, Dr. Q is going to be on tomorrow. I'll just ask him. And he thought about it for a second and he goes, you know when she'll be able to take the mask off? When she decides, puts a stick in the sand in the ground and says, I am not doing this anymore. When she decides to leave her job and do something else.
And raise your voice.
And you know what? This is coming from someone who had a 17-year career. His family thought he was nuts leaving his medical profession.
I think they still do.
They're still on the fence with it.
Yeah.
But if a medical doctor who his entire life is dependent on a large salary to feed his family that he's gotten accustomed to for 17 years said, you know what? I cannot ethically go into this practice any longer because I know what is being done is bullshit. So if a medical doctor can do it, guess what? I think we all can.
I think everybody's boundaries have been, you know, Susan, I think everybody's boundaries have been pushed for lack of a better term. And right. now you bring out, I think what you see is what people are destined to do. And now you're going to see the best in people. You see the worst in people. Mm-hmm. But you see people. That's the thing. I think you're actually seeing a lot of the true essence of people right now.
Well, you know what? Isn't it something? Let's recollect back to where it really took off when COVID pronounced itself and came on the scene and we had to muzzle our voices. We're like, the hell with that. I'm not muzzling. I'm going to get on the computer. A lot of us went deep within. We were in our homes, but we went deep within our soul. And we said, I'm going to go online and check out who's there and connect with them. If I can't go speak and walk around and do what I constitutionally as a sovereign entity am able to do, I'm going to do it online.
Mm-hmm. And exactly.
That's when it started. That's when the seed germinated. The mustard seed grew, the powerful mustard seed. And that's from my recollection this year. That's when you guys came alive even more. Charlie Ward, Prime, Jason Q. Now, I've been in contact with many people over the last decade working behind the scenes, but we all just came together and said, the hell with this. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to get our voices out there. We've been working behind the scenes all these years. We weren't surprised or shocked by anything that presented itself because we saw it. We cried a decade ago. Mm-hmm. You know, my family and I, we were tragically credentialed into this world of the military industrial complex and the monsters that run the political military world. I've been to events in DC, the Pentagon and in the White House. I've met the other president, number 44, which I won't say his name. I've had to meet him. I've had to go to the Pentagon twice. I was surrounded by a den of vipers on many occasions. And I stood there with my poker face straight on. And I've been to other events where I've heard people call out and say, there's Kenefick's mother over there. And I've walked right up to them and looked them in the face and said, I heard you, sir. I heard you call my name out, you know. Yes. Oh, yes, ma'am. And then they pull an Eddie Haskell on you. But see, the thing is, people like us, we're also intuitive. Mm-hmm. And you can only fool some people, but you can't fool us, and not for long. Anyway, and we're the truth seekers and dragon slayers. We're going to slay you down and beat you down like the dog you are. And,
exactly. And right.
Yeah. And
get a Susan Price t-shirt, everybody. For real, you should get Susan Price t-shirts.
Oh, you should.
Beat him down like the dog you are.
I am my Marine's voice. My hero, my son, he was twice Marine of the Year. My son was a stellar human being, a stellar son set up by the State Department, you know, and I've told part of my story, but I didn't tell all of it. And I know there's a deep state because they hunted me down for the last 2 years of the Bush administration and the total of 8 years with number 44's administration. And not just me, but my friends. I have many witnesses, and you wouldn't even believe.
You've literally been stalked.
I have been. Yeah.
You know, and I think this should be your year now for retribution, Susan. I really do.
Yeah, that's
I think
so
this
true.
Is, you know, and
oh my gosh,
we're rooting for you, for all of us, but we're rooting for you, really, for you. Your yeah. To
What's
have
the best year. Revenge in the world?
Well, I'm a team Success. Player, and I work best with you and Charlie Ward and Prime and others. And, you know, and the best is communications and my writing. I turn my writing stick into my sword, you know.
Good for you.
And in lawsuits. Now, we can take lawsuits out against these people, too. So
do you think that that's going to happen?
Yeah, it's got to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
When do you think it's going to? At what point is someone going to step up and be like, all right, the class action suits have begun?
Get through the military tribunals, and we could do it simultaneously because, you know, we're the people. We are the people. We're the government, really. And President Trump is going to be, introducing the new republic. And many of us are going to have jobs working within that new government.
So let me ask you this. And this may be a really, really, really stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If all of these people are being executed and we want to sue them, who would we really be suing? Who would we be going after at that point?
I thought about that too. It's like with my own lawsuits, but you know, those agencies, those
agencies, that makes sense.
They would be the ones that would do that.
Right. Mm,
got it.
That's amazing. So Susan, I tell you, there's great times ahead of us. And I think the,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's amazing. And it's, you know, just people like you that just really lift the spirit. For everybody. You, yeah. Yeah. Of course. No, listen, thank you so much. Really. I know everybody refers to you as Mother Price, you know, so I mean,
yeah, I'm everybody's mother.
That's a great
mother
badge.
Of the universe.
That's a great badge of honor. So you wear it well.
Thank you.
So thank you. I really appreciate, you know, just giving some insight, here for us and what you learn. It's always good to connect with you and bringing your energy onto the show. So thank you for that. And hope this brings you peace, everybody.
And I'm looking forward to all of us getting together to celebrate.
Yeah,
it's gonna be.
I'm looking
so
forward to that
much.
That
fun.
Financial.
Yes, windfall. Health,
the financial health show that we all do.
Oh yeah,
how do you refer to it? How'd you refer to it, Susan? You know what I mean? The
like a prosperity.
Whatever.
It's all going to be talking about like, hey, how much money?
Bring on your success stories. Bring on your success stories.
How much was removed out of your?
Yeah. And not just that, guys, but think when the med beds come out, the before.
Yeah, what is that like for you?
Oh my God.
I would love to do shows like that.
I wrote about that a couple years ago, and I was shocked last year to see disclosure. Intel disclosures used my article to talk about the med beds. Wow. And I thought, wow, what an honor. But see, you just never know when you're in that quiet time with God, and talking and channeling information, you never know where it's going to be used. And
you're right.
Hopefully for the betterment of mankind, because God knows how much has been weaponized against us, but we're all light workers. And, you know, and I've always been told that, you know, when I awoke intuitively years ago, I was real young, a little girl, and I could see and do things and know things most people couldn't. And my family would wonder, how do you know, or how do you see? And I thought, well, I need to find out, because I want to know why I know things other people don't. And I took classes, and I was amazed at all of the teachers I had. The very first thing they told me was, they confirmed, you're not crazy. You live in two worlds. And
oh, wow.
Yes.
You live in two worlds.
You're lucky you had that early on.
That's the thing I think people are feeling right now, is that they do a lot of times feel like they're living in two worlds. There's a couple of ways of approaching it, like you are, which seems like you're excited. I think a lot of us are excited about it. And then there's others that are just absolutely like
medicated
and freaking out about it. Cause I would imagine it's an unnerving experience if you're not.
Well, it is. And that's why I get very little rest, because the people that have my cell phone number or contact me on Facebook or Twitter, oh my gosh, it'd be 6 a.m. and people are like, I don't trust this one. This one's doing that. I'm like, just please.
Yeah.
Go look at the videos I post. That will answer your questions. But I'm Mother Price, you know, that's what I have to know.
That's what she is, Mother Price, everybody. And also the Gold Star Mother, and always a diamond. And so listen, Susan, it's great to have you on here. Thank you so much.
What a great way
love
to
you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, and happy new year, everybody. You know, much love to you. May this be the best year of your lives and many, many more on top of that. And may all your
dreams come true. Together we will turn the universal key, because now we know how to do it, to global harmony. And we are creating a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.